All right, the subject on the board this afternoon, friendly fire. Does everybody know what friendly fire is? On the battleground, and even today we get reports back from Iraq and those that are in warfare, of those that have lost their lives or been wounded because of their fellow soldier shooting and they got a stray bullet and they died because of it. In other words, they didn't die because the enemy was shooting at them. They were wounded or died because of friendly fire. And I would like us to turn over to 1 Peter in the 5th chapter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Scripture says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." I want us to understand and remind us all this afternoon that we have a common enemy, and that is the devil. And when we look around, even this afternoon, or when in your local congregations, when you look around at your brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that they are not the enemy. Sometimes in battles of life, the enemy, we recognize he is doing everything he can to discourage all of us. And the enemy is going to use circumstances, he's going to use afflictions. But I remember, and maybe I've shared before, there's a minister's wife that sent me a letter when I first started preaching, and I carried it around in my Bible for a few years, and I don't know where it is now. It might be in some other stuff. But in the letter she told me, she said, God will, or the enemy, the devil, will use every saint of God that he can to discourage you. The point being, God's people love one another. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." And do you know the saints of God do have love for each other? And the love that I have for you and for God's people this morning has never been greater than it has been in my life than it is today. But at the same time, because we are all human, we are all different, we have different perspectives, we have different administrations, we have different ways of approaching things sometimes, if we are not careful, we can start to look at each other through eyes of suspicion rather through the eyes of love that God wants us to have for one another. And I want to just give us a caution and remind us, let's not be the ones to kill our brother or sister because of friendly fire. When we say, "I don't mean them any harm," but do you realize there are people that have died on the battlefield by their fellow soldiers, and their soldiers feel bad about it? It was an accident, they didn't mean to, but they weren't as careful as they should have been. Maybe they were looking out over here while they were trying to shoot at the enemy, and they missed the enemy and they hit their brother. They hit someone that was there on the battlefield with them. Do you know this happens spiritually? And I can look down through the years and I know people that have been wounded, and some of them have died to a large extent because of friendly fire. People that intended well. They didn't mean to kill them. They didn't mean to hurt someone's feelings. But folks, we are human this morning, and I want to remind us that we are not each other's enemy here this afternoon. And I know no one here says, "Oh, they're my enemy," but have you ever been in the middle of a problem, and if you weren't careful, you started to focus on someone's personality or someone's perspective or their administration rather than realizing, as the Bible teaches, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, we are in a spiritual battle this afternoon, and there are going to be some hard things that come. And what make it difficult is when you're trying to serve the Lord and you're doing all that you can and you feel like your brother or sister in the Lord is coming against you. Friendly fire. Well then, we want to be careful that we don't do that to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We want to be sure that we realize the focus of the battle is the devil. It's not my brother and it's not my sister, but it is the enemy. That ought to be the focus of the battle. And I don't know who wrote the song. Maybe Brother Joseph knows. Sister Jeannie and her family sang a couple years ago, I believe in Alabama, a song that talked about unity. And it said, "Standing shoulder to shoulder." And I've been impressed with that. Do you realize on the battlefield, or even if you go hunting, you don't want to be shooting when someone's in front of you? But you need to be standing shoulder to shoulder, and when you fire, it's going to go in front, and there's no danger of hitting your brother or sister. Folks, in the Lord, we need to stand shoulder to shoulder this afternoon. We have a common battle, we have a common cause, we have a common enemy, and we have a common God that wants us to be bound together in unity and in love. And if we ever feel like that we get in a situation where we're starting to work against our brother or sister, we need to stop and get some perspective from the Holy Spirit. Because there have been many that have, I say many, there have been some tragedies that could have been prevented if we would have been more diligent because of friendly fire. One of the things that hurts the worst are loose words. Isn't it? You know the little saying that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? There has never been a more untrue saying than that. Words hurt. And there have been many people, children, young people, adults, sitting right among the saints that have received some friendly fire, and it wounded them. And so I want to challenge us this afternoon, let's be careful. Let's realize where the enemy is. Let's realize where the focus of the battle is. It's not me. I'm not your enemy this afternoon. And I know you're not my enemy. We have a common enemy. So let's stand shoulder to shoulder. Are there areas in your home congregations that you feel like you could do that maybe to a greater extent? Stand shoulder to shoulder to prevent careless accidents. They happen when we're not as safe as we ought to be. Over in Ephesians, if you'll turn with me to the fourth chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse 1, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Instruction was to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we're called, and he told us the attitude we need to do it in. He said, with all lowliness and meekness. Do you know where friendly fire can come from sometimes? When there is a lack of humility. You ever seen that happen? When someone starts striving for position or a little bit of church politics start getting involved, you're going to start finding some casualties along the way because people have been hurt and damaged. And we are being entreated here as we live for the Lord. Let's stand shoulder to shoulder. Let's have the common cause, recognizing one faith and one Spirit. And let's walk this walk with humility, with all lowliness and meekness, forbearing one another in love. You know what it means to forbear with someone? In a sense, it means to put up with it with grace. Do you realize we can, even though we may all love the Lord, and I trust we do here this afternoon, that people that love the Lord can still get on your nerves? People that love the Lord can still get out of order sometimes? People that love the Lord and mean well sometimes can still make mistakes. And so then how we handle that sometimes determines where their soul is going to end up. Ultimately, our soul is in our own hands. God has grace. When the friendly fire comes your direction, I want you to know there is grace for you to forgive and love and go on and stay faithful. But yet, on the other hand, Lord, help me. And Lord, help you that we would not be a problem to our brother or sister in the Lord. Folks, the devil's doing all that he can. We have enough problems to face in life without having to worry about my brother or sister who's behind me shooting and hitting me in the back. That's friendly fire. There ought to be a real caution then. Lord, help us to live with humility and meekness. He said, forbearing. It means, folks, we will have to put up with some things sometimes. But if we will do it in love, do you realize you can be such a help to your brother or sister? But on the other hand, when we begin to fall short of that love and long-suffering that the Lord wants of us, someone's going to be hurt. And if they walk away, they can't blame everybody else because they're going to have to do business with God for themselves. But I still want to take a step back and say, Lord, is there something else I could have done to prevent that? Is there something, a different way I could have handled it? Is there a better spirit that I could have exhibited? Could I have showed some more love? Do you realize friendly fire also occurs because when you're on the battlefield, your senses are heightened, aren't they? When you're out on the battlefield, you're looking for the enemy and your eyes roving back and forth looking, where is the enemy? I want to spot him before he sees me. And when your senses are heightened, if there's a little activity, and this has happened in the police, it's happened in the military, your senses are on high alert and something happens off to the side and instantly you swing your gun over there and you fire. You don't have time to take stock and see what's happening. And it's an instantaneous reaction. Do you realize that this can happen sometimes among God's people? Something can happen, and before we take time to pray about it, before we take time to seek the Lord for His will to be made manifest, our gun has already fired, and it hits someone, and they're hurt, and it's too late to take it back. I trust you understand the burden this afternoon. There are differences among us, but folks, God's people aren't the enemy. We have a common enemy. One encourages us to stand shoulder to shoulder, stand side by side. The Scripture teaches us over in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, in the 2nd verse, it says, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Walk in love as Christ hath loved you. I want to give you a challenge this afternoon. When you see your brother or sister stumble, or when they begin to maybe do something differently than what you'd like to see them do it, treat them with the same courtesy and respect and love that you would like to be dealt with if you were in that place. Do you realize that would take care of a lot of the hurts that have happened down through the years? There are some people that wear their feelings on their sleeves, and we can't do anything about that. But my burden this afternoon is, Lord, help us not to be the ones that are firing. That we would injure our brother and sister in the Lord, that some of their blood would be on our hands because we were too quick to fire. We were too quick to criticize. We were too quick to cut them off. We were too quick. I'm saying without prayer, there comes a time that we have to take stands on things, folks. There comes a time for that. But when we're dealing with people and we're dealing with emotions and people's feelings, Lord, give us wisdom. Lord, help us to be careful and give consideration and thought. Have you ever heard something said about you? Well, brother so-and-so, they said this about you. You ever heard someone who was talking bad about you? What is your preference? Number one, it's that they wouldn't be talking about you like that. But wouldn't you much prefer them to come to you directly and say, brother, I have a problem. I have issue. There's some things that are troubling me. And I'm not talking about going and seeking advice and counsel. I'm talking about loose words here. I'm talking about loose words. Do you realize this afternoon that if we would be, Lord help us, if we would be quicker, if I can't go to my brother and sister one-on-one and deal with them, I probably ought not to be talking about it at all. There's a place to get counsel. That's not what I'm referring to. But just the loose words, the casual words that might tear down someone's reputation, the words that would cause someone else now to be suspicious of them. You realize that's friendly fire? And we say, I didn't mean to hurt him. I've caught myself in that place before, I'll acknowledge to you. Talking about something, and then I realize, I probably shouldn't be talking about this. Because it could hurt someone. It could hurt them. And my heart wasn't wrong. I wasn't trying to do damage. And the Spirit of the Lord checked me. I believe the Lord wants us to be careful. We won't take the time to read it, but you're familiar with the passage over in the 18th chapter of Matthew when it says, if your brother trespass against you, we're given instruction as how to handle it, aren't we? Somebody remember what it says to do if your brother trespass against you? Go to him and him alone. Do you realize that when we don't do that, we are guilty of this right here? Friendly fire. Because it's much harder, you can never recapture words. And I believe there are a lot of issues among people that would have been resolved if the two involved parties would have sat down together and said, we need to talk. We need to get together. We need to spend some time and visit about this thing that's been troubling me. Do you realize a lot of problems could get settled right there? But if I don't go to my brother and I go tell this one and I go tell that one, and I want to give us a little warning here. There, it is one thing to get advice and counsel. But when you're starting to call 3 and 4 and 5 people and you're doing it under the guise of, I need you to pray for me. This is what they did and this is what I'm struggling with. It's loose words. If you need instruction or counsel, there may be a place for you privately to go to one or two that you have extreme confidence in and keep it there to get counsel, not to get the other person in trouble, but to get some grace for yourself. Have someone praying for you. But when it starts to spread and we can try to be real spiritual about it and say, now pray for me about this. And pretty soon everybody in the congregation knows the problem and we've told everybody, we've put it in as a prayer request. That's friendly fire. Because when you get the issue resolved now, everybody else in the congregation knows about it, and it's a lot more difficult to resolve that issue in everybody's mind. So we would do much better this afternoon, and I'm not saying we don't do this. I appreciate the love of the saints. A wonderful people. But Lord, help me then. Help us as your people not to be guilty of friendly fire. So then, if your brother has trespassed against you, you have the privilege, the scriptural privilege, to go to that individual one-on-one and share your burden. This has been an offense. And I'd like, and it says for the purpose. Does anybody remember what the purpose of going to your brother was? Go to your brother and to him alone. Maybe I just need to turn and read it. The 18th chapter of Matthew in the 15th verse, it said, moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Now folks, this is doctrine. This is instruction that Jesus gave to us as a people. If your brother trespass against you, go to him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. That's the purpose. That is the purpose when we go to our brother. It shouldn't be to get him in trouble. It shouldn't be to let him know where we stand and we know he's wrong. The purpose is for restoration. The purpose is that we be reconciled together, that we can stand shoulder to shoulder, bound together in a common cause, in a common faith against the enemy. But when we fail to measure to this Scripture, we then become guilty of friendly fire. He went on to say, if your brother doesn't hear you, take one or two, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word would be established. And then it said, if they don't hear you, take it before the church. But do you know that with a lot of people, too many people jump to that last step? I'm going to let everybody know the offense and the hurt. Do you know how much better we are as a people when we can just keep things? We're not talking about cover up, but if there's been an offense, deal with it one-on-one, get victory over it, that we could all move on, keeping our focus on our common enemy. Scripture in Galatians 6, 1 and 2, it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Do you know it is sad when a brother is overtaken in a fault, when it affects a number of people in a congregation or when it affects families. It's a very serious matter because there are souls at stake. The Scripture does not teach us then to cut them off. It doesn't teach us to be guilty of firing our gun quickly. But He said, those that are spiritual, go to that one that has been overtaken for the purpose of lifting them up. Go to the purpose for the purpose of restoring and lifting them up. Do you know this afternoon that this would take care again of some casualties that have happened? There are always going to be offenses, folks. There are always going to be people that have maybe gotten hurt over something. But I want to encourage us this afternoon, let's be careful as we are on the battleground against the enemy to recognize that these are my brothers and sisters. We have a common goal and a common purpose. And if there's something I don't understand, Lord, help me not to be so quick. See? Lord, help us not to be so quick to fire our gun, because they may get wounded. If we're going to fire our gun, folks, it needs to be at the enemy. It needs to be against false doctrine. It needs to be against false spirits. But if it's a fault or a weakness in my brother or sister, let's be there to restore and lift up. And I believe if we do this, folks, you're going to find greater peace. We'll find greater victories. And when people do go away, and when people are hurt, that we can sit back and say, Lord, thank you that I wasn't guilty, see, of friendly fire. And a lot of that comes down to our attitudes and the words that we speak. The grace of God will enable us to live this way, folks. And it takes power. It takes power that when our senses are on alert, see where we're looking for the enemy, aren't we? We don't want something to creep in, but we want to be careful about friendly fire, because there have been some that have been killed, been injured. And so what we need to do for them is to continue on. And again, I appreciate the love of God's people. I want to encourage us to continue on showing long-suffering and love, that they might be restored and won back into the fold of Christ. Amen.